I have three kids at home. We all have devices. My wife, myself. I've got a phone in my pocket at all times, except at night when I need to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
My kids each have, you know, we have a variety of phones that the kids share for video games and for chatting and things like that. So there's always stuff hanging out of wall outlets.
Oh, my.
We've got a wall wart with a cable and people fighting over, hey, he's using my charger. And
yeah.
Always. It's just the way it is. So, Jeff, you talked about a couple weeks ago how you've come up with a solution for kind of centralizing your charging station. And it really made me think. And I started looking and I found a pretty fantastic device that that I think you're going to show us today.
The G-Cord. Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. I do have another device. It's not the G-Cord. I bought it around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it is a 6-bank docking station that allows the kids to place their phones. But we have, again, 3 kids. But between them, they have their old phones and their new phones.
Right, yeah.
They don't want to give up the old phones because, well, my Minecraft files are on that old phone.
Yeah.
So all in all, I think there's like 6 phones and 2 tablets. And sure. And it's like there's same deal. Chargers everywhere. And then one goes missing. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. But we also had the issue of they were sneaking them at night. And we're like, we need a centralized location where it's like, I know where they all are. So we got this charging port and they all just sit there. And so, yeah, it's been great. And
so does this have that feature where if the kids grab it after 9, it zaps them?
No,
that is
frowned upon.
Feature request.
It deletes all of your files.
There you go. Hey, that's what I'm telling the kids. If you touch the phone after 9 while it's on the charging station, it will delete everything.
That's a great one.
There you go.
I like that.
No. A charging station sounds like a great idea for me because it puts everything in one place and it gets rid of all the cable clutter.
Yes.
So can we see what you have here?
Okay, so this is from G-Cord. It is a 6-port, 10-amp USB charging station. Now, I will say right off the hop, what caught me off guard from the box is at the side it says quad USB. Like, but it's 6-port.
Okay.
Why is it quad USB? It's because you've got different types of USB. So there is a there's 3-piece 8-pin, there's 2-piece micro USB, and then 1 type C. Interestingly enough.
So my phone is type C, but mine is the only one that's type C within our household. Everything else is USB micro. Right. Although there is one Apple device, which uses the old Apple interface.
Yeah, I don't think we have an Apple at home.
So all right. With some cables?
It does come with some cables.
Okay.
But I'm going to open this up. So I'm just going to slice through that and place that over here. So what do we have in here? Starts with...
I like that it's 10 amps. So you've got like one cable going to the outlet. And you don't have to have like a whole bunch of chargers, right? It's just one thing.
Box is empty. Nice. All right. So it is a 6-port or 6-channel. So, all right. To start with, here's your various cables.
Yeah. And, okay. So these are. Oh. So it came with little short, like 1-foot cables. These are. I've got a USB-C and 2 USB micros.
Yeah.
So they're just nice little short cables.
And
tied
these
with
are
a tie
all
wrap.
Your Apple connections.
Okay. Oh. So it came with it. So these are just like for your Android phones.
Yep.
And then these are for Apple phones.
So if you are using this, but if you're using this and all you have is Android, 3 is not going to be enough. So you need to make sure that you've got the right.
Okay. So when you buy this, what do you do, Jeff?
You buy some extra ones.
All right, look at it.
Oh, and they're color-coded.
Sure. Yeah, so we got some nice color-coded ones, which my kids would absolutely love, because then they'd be able to say, well, I've got the pink one, I've got the blue one, and, you know, it solves everybody's problems based on the color coding.
Perfect.
Things you have to do to, like, stop fights at home. It's crazy.
Oh, those are nice, too.
So, yeah, these are very nice. These do not come with it, so you have to buy separately, so whatever works for you.
So we got 3 with it. Well, 2 USB micro and 1 USB-C.
Yes.
And then we've got a bunch, just a pack, assorted pack here. Now, everything that you see is available at cat5.tv/charger. Yeah. You're right. These are nice.
Yeah.
Check those out. These are like wound, woven, those nice cables, but they're color-coded, so the kids will love that.
All right. So I have unboxed.
Okay.
Really, what we have is you have the base unit.
Mm-hmm. Is there a power cord? I'll plug in the power cord while you're describing
that. The power cord, you have the instructions that are... Just
not
simple fold out.
Not a wall wart.
No.
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is just going to go right into your outlet nicely.
And your plastic plexi dividers. So these are like heavily sealed. Separate these puppies somehow.
Use your teeth.
It's like air compressed.
Oh, wow.
They're vacuum sealed.
Yeah, vacuum sealed. Oh my God. Oh, here we go. This one. Oh, they're not vacuum sealed. They're just stuck on either side. Yeah.
Okay.
My goodness, that one feels vacuum sealed.
This has got power now, Jeff.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, I'm not going to plug it in yet because I'm going to be playing around with these, but
all right.
Is there a special way these go in? Does not look. Oh, yes, there is. Okay. So you can't really see it, but there's little notches here, which prevents you from putting this in backwards. So if I do that, it's not going in because there's little nobules there.
Is that a nobules?
Then they, oh, it clicks in.
Perfect.
So oh. Come out.
All right. Grab another one.
Do you want me to help?
Yeah, I can help.
Yeah, sure.
Here, do you want to?
Yeah.
You do the. There all right. Go. This takes three, folks. It's teamwork. This is
crazy. How many?
Invite some friends over.
How many techies does it take to put dividers on a cell phone charging station?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So we can get two phones in there.
Look at this team action.
So much faster. Four.
I'm so competitive. I'm like,
see,
so
exactly.
I win. Okay. See, so, give me another one.
Like, here, this is the one I struggled with.
Okay.
All right. Getting these suckers in there.
I feel like if you're the person who changes the garbage at home and then you need to open the bag, the new bag that's all stuck together,
Yes.
The trick.
All right. Last one's going in.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, USB-C.
It has been assembled.
Okay,
so right away what I can see on it, you have your physical switch button for power.
Yeah.
Your connectors are all on one side, interestingly enough. So the unit I have at home, the connectors are on either side. So I've got three and three.
Oh.
What I like about that is it prevents all the cords from jumbling up on one side.
Right.
This one, they're all on one side. So your device is going to have to sit because it's a short cable with the charging port going that way. So depending on any case you have on your phone or anything like that, it may cause problems. But just for plugging it in, oops, of course.
It's USB. You got to do it three different ways.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it just sticks in quite simply.
All right.
Let's find the one for...
This is pretty simple tech, folks, but it really... I did a USB-C for my phone.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
It's already connected to my phone because I thought, hey, we can actually try... Like, see if it explodes or if it charges. It's going to do one of those two things.
Yeah, those are the only two options.
You're going to learn one day the way to plug it in.
I know.
So that you only have to do it once.
But I haven't. So, okay. So that is plugged in. The charge or the actual power cable connects here to the side.
I do like that it's just a single power cord and then just a couple of...
Oh, is it charging right now?
Yeah. It is.
Did it come on?
Yeah, it did.
It is charging. So I've powered it on.
Yeah.
You can see that. Oh, no, it was off. Now it's on because the blue light's kicked on.
Oh, neat.
I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, can you guys see that?
Little blue light right there.
I don't know if I were to dim the lighting in the studio here, I don't know if you'd be able to see that a little bit better.
Oh, maybe. Tip Perhaps. It up, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can see the blue light now. And when I turn it off. Oh,
I noticed that the blue light is only on the one that, the two that are plugged in.
Oh,
look at that. Look at you, you observant fella. So, okay, so you've got the power and then the one that it's plugged in.
So let's plug in more and see what happens.
So let's see.
Plug everything in.
The connector.
Get your phone? Where's your phone?
I can get my phone.
What are you looking for? C?
Yeah.
I only have one C.
All right.
You got to buy the right cables, folks.
But there's one that came with it,
find the one. Well, I'm using it on my phone.
But where's these threaded ones?
Those are all C. USB micro.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get a diversified pack. Okay, fine. Yep. All right. Well, let's test it this way. If I move the connector to another port.
Yeah.
It did. Yes, it lights up the one that's charging.
Look at that. Cool.
Look at that.
So we actually see the blue lights up.
Oh.
USB-C as well?
Yep, USB-C. Sorry, Sasha.
What?
Okay, so it is in there. It is charging.
This one has, I believe, built-in surge protection and stuff like that. Like, that's one of the concerns that you have.
So it has built-in surge protection. It also has intelligent charging with overvoltage, overcharge, and overcurrent protection.
Nice.
Mine does not have that. Mm. And truthfully, when I was looking for a banking station, that wasn't something I was thinking of. I just wanted the ability to have all the phones.
Multi-power ports.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a nice, very nice feature. And it is 10 amp, 50 watt total power.
Mm.
What I don't see, though, is fast charge.
I don't see that either. And it's a good comment because that's one of the questions we're going to get. So,
yeah.
No, it looks like it's just straight, like, just
regular
charge power.
Yep.
Now, this particular one. Now, I'm sure those exist, but I mean, we're talking about charging six devices simultaneously,
which is pretty impressive.
It's pretty good from a single power. I also like the stability of this one, Jeff.
It's very solid. Doesn't move. Now, one thing I noticed about the one that I had at home, for the life of me, I can't think of the model or the brand that it is.
There's a lot out there. Like,
just, oh, there's tons. Yeah.
Search for them.
But what I wanted to check with yours is the gap between the placement spots. Oh. So my phone has a bit of a dip on the back.
Right.
Where
it's a bit thicker.
Yeah, it is thicker. Mm-hmm. And so your phone sits quite nicely. It's leaned back. Mm-hmm. When I put mine in, because of that, it sits up pretty much.
Okay. Does that matter?
You go forward.
That bothersome?
Well, what it does create a problem is if you're trying to organize all your devices succinctly, it doesn't work as well if one of them's falling forward, it bounces them all around, especially if you
color code your phones when you put them in the charger.
No, but for the one I have at home, I have to do it in a certain order because of the different case sizes.
Ah.
Otherwise, one goes forward, they all fall.
Oh, okay.
You've got a tablet, right. It knocks them out. So
okay.
Be aware of that. Like,
so there's all these things you wouldn't even think about. Yeah.
Exactly. Because of the gap. I mean, that's finger width. That's it.
Right.
So it's not like it's a big gap. If you have a tablet, your tablet's going to sit fairly
pretty
high
snug.
Up. Yeah. So be aware of that. But otherwise, that's a nice little, Okay. This sucker's small. Any guesses? Any guesses? iPod first generation.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't even like the, when they came with the like full touchscreen, but that fits quite nicely. But yeah, I mean, if you have a tablet or something, it's going to sit a little bit higher. And you could see, like, mine is back on an angle because that little knob is not there. But if you had a tablet with a thicker case, it's going to sit straight up. There's no give. And the chance with that is if you accidentally bump it, you could potentially break the plastic. So just be aware.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I guess. Like, but, I mean, you're going to find a safe place to put this kind of device.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
So, but it keeps it in a centralized location and allows you, you know, especially if you have multiple devices at your home, to organize everything. You have all your phones there. You know, maybe you've got young kids and it's like, get off the phone. That's your spot where you go, this is the phone charging sport.
Yeah.
It's not in the rooms at night. It's a central location. You know where every phone is. And it's like, oh, you didn't plug it in. It's not
this
there.
This is kind of what I'm thinking. Like if this works as a great charger, which it looks like it's fantastic for this, as a parent, I'm going to hide every other charger in the house.
Yes.
And it's just
stick it to here.
Okay. When your phone's dead, put it on the charger.
I know.
Because, the charger.
Because we've just updated to one of, you know, something like this at home.
Yeah.
I have so many wall connectors now. Like, what am I doing
you
with
need
all
more
this?
Raspberry Pis.
That's exactly what I need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Jeff.
It comes with a one-year limited warranty, which is kind of nice. Normal wear and tear. Ooh. Seals, abuse, misuse, not covered, damage. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that's important to mention from the instructions. I'm not seeing it.
I like that it has the surge protection and everything else because your wall wart, how many times have you just plugged your phone into the wall?
Well, exactly.
And what happens if there's a power surge or something?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a bonus as well.
Yep.
Nice.
So yeah, that's it. It is the G-Cord 6-port 10-amp USB charging station, specifically the black color.
There you go. So go to cat5.tv/charger if you're interested in that particular one, or of course, follow that link and then you can find various alternatives as well. Amazon's kind of cool that way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some of the other options that are similar, but different. If you need quick charge, then I guess that would be really the deciding factor. This one does feel like it's really like quite
solid.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I say that like, it really does. It feels sturdy. It feels really good.
I didn't even notice it. It's got like rubber grip pads in there.
Yeah, I felt that when I put my phone
in. You know, which is kind of nice. Holds the phone in place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay.
Cool.
I will say, in having used one of these now, there's one thing that makes me go, you could take this to the next level.
That zapping feature.
Well, the zapping feature would be amazing.
Cordless.
Well, actually, cordless would be kind of cool if these had cordless charging plates. But no, to allow one USB, that does data sync for a computer. So all six would be plugged in. You plug it into your computer and it allows
you. So you want it to be a hub as well.
How cool would that be?
A powered hub.
Yes. That would be a nice feature.
I guess.
But I think that's a whole new level.
But then every phone would show up as a hard drive when you plug in your charger.
No, but think about nightly syncs. Like, you got all your family's phones.
Back up your family phones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a neat feature, I guess.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't know if any of the devices do it, but I mean, now that I've used one of these, I'm like, that would be a cool feature to have.
Yeah.
Next level.
Yeah.